You're listening to SBS News.
Federal and state attorneys general have unanimously agreed to a set of draft laws they say will revolutionise Australia's defamation laws. Defamation's where a person or small business seeks legal redress for loss of reputation due to someone publishing or distributing material that causes others to think less of them. The proposals aim to modernise a framework introduced in 2006, when all jurisdictions put in place consistent laws based on a national model. But they've been outpaced by technological change, with internet platforms generating an explosion of minor claims. The Attorneys General say the new draft laws aim to protect responsible public interest journalism and reduce frivolous lawsuits. New South Wales Attorney General Mark Speakman, who's led the proposed overhaul, says the unanimous agreement marks a significant moment.
The Council of Attorneys General have brought defamation law into the cyber age. Today, defamation law in Australia has had a massive reboot. I've said a number of times that our defamation laws are no longer fit for purpose. They haven't been looked at for about 14 years, but today we have fixed that problem.
Among the new provisions is a new single publication rule to ensure the limitation period for bringing defamation action begins when material is uploaded to a website, instead of each time it's downloaded. They also include a serious harm threshold modelled on laws in Britain and a new legal defence for journalism deemed to be in the public interest. Federal Attorney General Christian Porter says people shouldn't underestimate the importance of the proposed reforms.
These very significant reforms to the way in which defamation law should work in Australia have the agreements from both sides of politics, from the Commonwealth and every single state and territory as the logical starting point. That is a very, very rare thing.
It comes a week after Mr. Porter declared he wanted to make social media platforms, such as Facebook and Twitter, come under the same standards as traditional publishers. He says those reforms were discussed at the meeting, but due to their complexity, will be moved to a second round of consultation. The proposals are open for public consultation until the 24th of January, with all jurisdictions expected to introduce the measures by June. The Attorneys General have also pledged to establish a national register of enduring power of attorney documents. They say the register will make sure that when someone approaches a bank or land title office claiming to have a document they say allows them to act on behalf of an older Australian, tellers have a simple way of knowing whether the document is genuine. South Australian Attorney General Vicky Chapman says the register would help prevent financial elder abuse.
We've made some incredible steps forward in important law reform for older Australians, and that is a commitment to provide a new service and a protecting service for our older Australians.
The meeting also agreed to standardise laws making it mandatory for priests to report child abuse revealed to them during confession. Evan Young, SBS News.